Hola, so this morning we continue in the mindfulness of breathing, going to the second phase, focusing on the abdomen. And so it's a quiz time again. I'm expecting a whole bunch of right answers. What is the balancing act? What is the balance to be achieved in this phase of mindfulness of breathing, tending to the abdomen? Peter. Nope. Nope, absolutely not. No, that's an incorrect answer. Trish. Yeah, just say it again. That's right, yeah. It's stability, not vividness. The vividness doesn't come until here. And that is here, and for the people on the podcast, I'm pointing to my nose. When you're breathing... In case you weren't psychic, you know, but the people who are not psychic listening to the podcast, the sensations at the abdomen generally remain fairly coarse, right? And so, but with this downward focus, again, insofar as you think you're up in your head, this downward focus, that already tends to ground and stabilize the attention, so that's good. The sensations are really quite easy to detect, so that's good. And so we begin to stabilize in this rhythm of arousing and releasing. But the real theme of this that I found most helpful is that now, especially in this phase where we're going for stability, of course, simply means continuity, not getting distracted, agitated, not succumbing to coarse excitation or eventually medium or subtle excitation. What we're doing is giving ourselves a full-time job. There's always something to do, okay? It's kind of like, I'm sure you've been in phases of your life where you're just so busy that you just can't do anything else because, I'm sorry, but I'm just totally maxed out. I don't have any spare time at all. I've just got to be focusing on this, right? Well, we all know what that's like. Now, you're really, really busy. Here you are in this mind center and it's just so busy. Because for the whole course of the in-breath and the whole course of the out-breath, there's always something to do. There's just no time for anything else. Little thoughts say, listen to me. I'm saying, I'm busy. I'm just so busy. I'd like to, but I can't. I'm sorry, but I'm just so busy. So as the Buddha says, attend to the whole body as you breathe in. Attend to the whole body as you breathe out. The whole body of the in-breath, the whole body of the out-breath. There's always something to do. And insofar as you're maintaining that continuity, and the finer that continuity is, there's just no way for the thoughts to get in. There's just no room for them. Now, one image that makes sense to me is, because I remember I studied the vacuum, actually. The vacuum was a central theme of my studies when I was studying physics and the nature of the vacuum. But if you take a really simple vacuum, just take a glass vial, a glass bottle, fill it full of water, and then forcefully suck all the water out, right? Well, then you get a vacuum, of course. We all know that. But first you have to fill it with water, and then you suck all the water out, and then now in the absence of the water, then you've got an approximation of nothing, a vacuum. And so what we're doing here in this practice is we're filling the space of awareness with the breath. We're filling it, the sensations of the breath. We're just filling it. And so almost like filling it to the top. So there's no part of the volume of your awareness that is not filled with the breath, because it's just always being filled with the sensations of the breath, right? And when you get that, and then you move to the settling the mind in its natural state, then you just pull all the breath out and you're left with this nice vacuum in which thoughts can arise and you can attend to them quite easily. But for the time being, in contrast to awareness of awareness, where there's just, it's really kind of just pure being, there's almost like doing almost nothing at all. This is, one could say, just an ongoing flow of doing, but really simple doing. Okay? Now, just a final comment before we jump in with regards to counting. It's very, very easy, of course, now that we've been here for going on 4 weeks, to feel, well, gosh, I've been here for 3.5 weeks now. My mind should be quieter. It's just kind of like a little God speaking. You know, there's something that should have been happening, and it hasn't. And this is God speaking. And what's wrong with you anyway? This should be going better. It's been 3.5 weeks after all, you know. And don't remind me about how I've accustomed myself to idle chatter in the mind for decades. 3.5 weeks should have done the job. And so just kind of laying these arbitrary little bars, I should be doing better. And then trying to rise up to that bar, now that God has spoken, and just, yes, Master, I will do my best, Master. You know. Then you start counting, you know. Then you say, well, I'll beat this sucker. One, two, three, four. You know, and try to hammer yourself into it. Well, there's Trish. How well is that relaxation business going to go when you're just kind of like grinding away? And I don't like doing this, but I'm going to beat the pulp out of my, you know, my mental chatter by just hammering it like a jackhammer. One, two, three, four, five. Just beat it into submission, you know? Well, at least one person has tried this. In this retreat, I'm glad that somebody did. I mean, we have to run experiments here. We're all experimenting. And you wouldn't believe it, but you know what happened? The person got really exhausted. Fancy that. You know? So the counting is a tool. Pick it up like a knife and fork. And just pick it up and use it gently, insofar as you find, this was a healthy and gentle reminder. Every top of the in-breath, a gentle staccato little count, like that. And then back to the breathing. But just a gentle, like a tap on the shoulder, that little count at the end of the in-breath. So insofar as you find it helpful, and coming back to Trish's correct answer, this enhancing stability without sacrificing relaxation. And when you get into the flow of it, then it will not only be not at the expense of relaxation, but it kind of conceptually makes perfectly good sense. If your mind is quieting down, it's just getting more focused, greater continuity of attention. That's inviting deeper relaxation. It's not so noisy. It's not so chaotic there. It's kind of a peaceful environment. I think maybe I could hang out in the neighborhood of my mind and it wouldn't be so bad, right? So there's where it really gets sweet, is the stability starts to increase, but it's done in such a skillful way, without the big sheer muscle, but enough effort to keep the momentum up. But then it kind of coils right back and feeds deeper, deeper sense of relaxation. So that's when the practice gets quite sweet and you enter into flow. Okay? So this rise and fall of the abdomen and the sensations there, focusing there can really take you all the way up to stage 4. And that's quite a long ways from stages 1 to 9 and then shamatha. Stage 1 up to stage 4 is quite a long distance. And you'll notice that through that whole period, there's not one reference to increasing vividness. If you go back and look at the descriptions of each of the first 4 stages, no references to laxity. But it's all about calming coarse excitation. Mindfulness of breathing is really a prime method, and attending to the rise and fall of the abdomen, really good. It won't be so interesting. It won't be vivid, although some people experience bliss and so forth. That's kind of a nice little perk. But overall, what one can anticipate from this method of mindfulness of breathing is a sense of relaxation, a sense of inner calm, a flow. It's quite soothing. It's peaceful. And you get to the point, I could do this some more. This isn't bad. And especially since there's nothing to do here. You know, I mean, there's so little to do here at the Mind Center. If we had, you know, a lot of really good videos and some really cool music and dancing, and I mean, we just haven't given much imagination, you know, to providing you with interesting distractions. So here we are in a place with almost no distractions. So given, you know, what's your real excitement if you're not meditating? It's going for a walk. And so if you consider, well, I could go for a walk, I could go for a swim, or I could meditate. Oh, what the heck? Let's meditate. Hola, so find a comfortable position. Begin as always, settling the body, settling the respiration. And for a little while, maintain the diffuse awareness permeating the whole field of the body. In mindfulness of breathing, now and then, over the course of the session, apply introspection to monitor your posture, to see that it continues to be relaxed, still, and vigilant, but especially know the muscles of the face, and especially those around the eyes and the eyes themselves. See that it's all soft, relaxed, the eyes unfocused, whether they're open, hooded, or closed. Soft eyes, spaciousness in the experience of the forehead and between the eyes. Then direct your attention downwards to the raw tactile sensations of the in and out breath at the level of the abdomen. No need to visualize the abdomen, no need to think about it, just in this bare witnessing mode. Focus on the sensations during the whole course of in-breath as you arouse and focus your attention, and maintain that engagement with the sensations of the breath at that area during the whole course of the out-breath. Arousing with each in-breath, relaxing with each out-breath. Gently but relentlessly, continue to just release thoughts, not cut them off, not constrain them, but just happily release them, especially with every out-breath. And as soon as you released, immediately re-engage your attention with the sensations of the in and out-breath. introduce counting the breaths just insofar as it's helpful, as a gentle reminder. One count at the end of each in-breath, a very staccato count. You may count 1 through 10, 1 through 10, or simply continue counting as you wish. But make sure that your practice does not degenerate into mindfulness of counting. But sustain your mindfulness on the sensations of the breath with just the punctuation marks of the counting. Now recall the two faculties that are utilized and refined in the practice of shamatha. Mindfulness focused on the object of meditation, maintaining this as continuously as possible, and the faculty of introspection, monitoring the flow of attention as swiftly as possible, recognizing when the attention has come under the domination of either laxity or excitation, and then immediately applying the remedy for laxity. Arouse and focus your attention with fresh interest in response to excitation. First of all, relax, loosen up, release whatever has captivated your attention, and then immediately return to the object of mindfulness. Let's continue practicing now in silence. Lasso. I think it's evident probably to all of us by now what a rare and really quite a wonderful opportunity it is to be in such an environment where we're being so well taken care of and there's nothing to do besides practice Dharma. So let's just do it all day, and I'll see you a bit later.